You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. While W.K. Kellogg is best known for his breakfast cereals, his brother Dr. John Harvey Kellogg is better known for running the Battle Creek Sanitarium, as well as his religious beliefs. Kellogg was a Seventh-day Adventist, a Protestant denomination that focuses on the second coming of Jesus Christ, as well as the idea of leading a physically healthy life. Brian Wilson is the author of Dr. John Harvey Kellogg and the Religion of Biologic Living. WMUK's Zinta A-Star spoke with him before his reading tonight in Grand Rapids.
Biologic living is the idea that just as God had created a series of moral laws to help us live in this life and to help us achieve salvation, the Ten Commandments, obviously, he also created a series of physical laws of the universe, laws that basically impact our bodies, and that we are obliged to follow the physical laws of health just like we're following the moral laws of the Ten Commandments. And in time, he came to believe that purity of body was just as important as purity of soul for one's ultimate salvation.
Paint a picture in words for us of the sanitarium. This was quite an immense operation that he had. Not only the building, but didn't he have something like 400 acres where he grew this fresh food that people ate?
And the core of the building was a huge Victorian pile, and it was this wood building with brick veneer, so it looked very substantial. Subsequent events would show it wasn't, but and it was huge, and it housed hundreds of people. It had special rooms for hydropathy, for the water cure, special rooms for gymnastic exercises, special rooms for heating treatments, for light treatments. In the back, there were tennis courts and sandboxes for kids to play in. Kellogg was a big believer in exposure to full spectrum light. Mm-hmm. There were also interesting amenities. There was a palm garden in the middle of it, which people would go and basically they wouldn't have high tea because there was no tea there, but they would have a tea substitute and essentially listen to a string quartet play for a while. There were dances occasionally. Mm. There was had kind of the atmosphere of a kind of posh European hotel.
And Kellogg was a vegetarian, wasn't he? Or a vegan even.
Well, Kellogg was a vegan, yes. And the idea was that in the Garden of Eden, God had basically commanded Adam and Eve only to eat of vegetable foods. And the argument was that human beings only began to eat flesh after the flood because of the dearth of vegetable foods. Now, one of the interesting things is if you read the Bible, you see that the patriarchs of those times had tremendously long lifespans, like Methuselah.
Yeah.
Thousands
of years. Yeah.
But after Noah and his kin began eating flesh, you see a degeneration of the human race, and so the lifespans grow shorter and shorter and shorter. And this is something the Christian physiologist taught. This was something Ellen White taught. And this was something that John Harvey Kellogg believed wholeheartedly.
Now, where things seem to, at least for me in reading the book, the story gets uncomfortable when Kellogg gets into eugenics.
Oh, yes.
And he really got passionate about this.
Yes.
So explain to us what eugenics is about.
Mm-hmm. Well, eugenics is the idea that human beings can control human reproduction in order to accelerate evolution and mm-hmm. basically create a superior race.
Yeah.
And Kellogg, by the 1910s and teens, supports this wholeheartedly for a variety of reasons, both scientifically and religiously, as I talk about in the book. And he eventually becomes one of the major spokespeople for eugenics in the United States.
That was author Brian Wilson talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars about his book, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg and the Religion of Biologic Living. Wilson has several readings coming up, including one tonight at Schuler Books in Grand Rapids. We'll have a list of those readings and a longer interview with Wilson on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.